The most recent results from Bethel's city subdivision water tests are in, and it's good news. They show copper and lead levels now meeting federal standards. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports that a large infrastructure project last fall is the suspected cause of why the levels had gone up.
In 2016, copper and lead levels in city subdivision water were fine. Tests fell within the public health limit set by the federal government. Same in 2017. Then in the fall of 2018, the levels spiked above these standards. There was something else happening around that same time that Bethel's acting city manager, Bill Howell, suspects caused the increase.
The institutional corridor coming online could have affected the overall treatment of the system.
The institutional corridor expanded the city's water distribution system to begin piping water to several large buildings along Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway.
Our hospital, the adult corrections facility, the Fish and Wildlife building.
At the time the lead and water testing was done in September, the city was also testing this new system. The project nearly doubles the amount of water pumping through the city subdivision water treatment plant. Suddenly, the city was treating a lot more water, and the way the city was treating that water could have made the water more corrosive.
Changes in treatment can affect pH. They can affect, you know, how much chlorine and other compounds we're adding to the water, and so there might be a bit of an adjustment period for that.
It looks as if the city's current treatment methods have stabilized the water. New tests taken the last week of July from the same locations as the initial test show decreased levels of copper and lead, now meeting federal standards. And the most recent test did not detect any lead or copper coming from the city subdivision water treatment plant, meaning that any lead or copper would be getting into the water from the piping system in the buildings.
Because it is the fixtures and the plumbing in people's houses that cause this.
How long the copper and lead levels were elevated in city subdivisions water is undetermined. It could have been any time between the testing in the fall of 2017 and this July when the water looked fine. The city is working with Dow Engineering and the Department of Environmental Conservation to further analyze why the levels increased. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.